I pray that your day is going well, that the Word of God is in your heart and you're speaking it forth, you're declaring it, because the Word of God is the wisdom of God. And we can receive a lot of knowledge. Just because you know something doesn't mean that you're walking in it. Just because you've heard something doesn't mean you have understanding in it. And we have discovered that there is earthly, so-called earthly wisdom, which isn't really nothing but a cesspool of man's thoughts. But then there is godly wisdom, and we receive godly wisdom from the Word. If you're never in the Word, if you don't hear strong preaching, anointed preaching, preaching filled with the doctrine of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the precepts of God, you're not taking in the right kind of knowledge, and you're not going to be able to apply wisdom. We said that in the early part of this week that the instruction is not just simply just the good things, but it's a time that we come under the lordship of Him, of Christ, and we allow the Word of God to correct us, to reprove us, to make alterations in our life, and to instruct us. And when we take that Word in and we apply the Word of God, we begin to do the Word, we begin to speak the Word, we sing the Word, then wisdom comes into our lives. And there are so many benefits from walking in the wisdom of God. We see that Solomon worshiped and praised God. We find this in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7. And as soon as he worshiped God, the Lord appeared to him in a dream and asked him, what did he want? And he said, I want wisdom. I want wisdom. I want wisdom. My friend, as you seek God and worship Him, I believe that's a place that you can ask for wisdom, as it says in James chapter 1. And you're in a place of faith where you can receive. You're not a double-minded man. Meditating on God's Word will bring the wisdom to your heart that you can apply it. It tells us in Psalm chapter 1 that we can be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Our leaf will not fade, and whatever we do will prosper by simply reading, studying, meditating on the Word, speaking it out, and asking for wisdom. It is ours today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every Friday at He's Alive Radio, my friend, we have Offering Day. We are listener supported, and we have had some months where we've had a shortfall of meeting our budget. And I believe that as you do your part and pray for He's Alive Radio, God will make it up. I just have faith. If you'll have faith with me, He's Alive Radio is going to go forward, going to reach more people than ever before with a saving, delivering, healing, restoring message of the cross of Calvary. Would you stand with us? Every month you get a great coaching CD. People are responding to these coaching CDs. They love them. And that's just our way of blessing those that we're in covenant partnership with. Write to us today. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or he'salive.net. You can give online. I want to pray for our partners in the offering, and I know God will bless you. Father, you said that when we give, it shall be given back to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Men will give into our bosom. So, Father, I thank you right now for financial blessings to every partner of He's Alive. Bless, prosper in Jesus' name. And I thank you that all the needs are met. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen and amen. It has been a great day being with you here on The Winning Life. Make sure you're in God's house this Sunday. So many people are saying they love God, but they won't serve Him by going to His house. They say they love God, but they don't love His family. Well, friends, I tell you, it's a command to be in God's house. And if you let everything and everything come your way and you don't discipline yourself to get you and your family in the house of God, I pray that conviction of the Holy Spirit will be upon you even now, because you're out of the will of God, and that is not wisdom. Make sure you get in a church that preaches, that teaches truth, that will not compromise truth. You'll know the truth, and it will make you free. Have a good day in God's house Sunday. Bye-bye for now. I'll be back Monday for The Winning Life.